Let us pray. Walk with us through your word, as you did with those first humans through the garden. Remind us again of the connection that we have to one another, to creation, to you. Encourage us to mend what has been broken, to reach out for you. You who has been reaching out to us since the beginning. We ask this and all things in the name of the one who bridges the gap, Jesus Christ. Amen. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die. Ominous words that come to us in the midst of a story about life, about creation. Words meant as a warning to those first humans that God placed in the garden. Words that were ultimately twisted and ignored. But we'll get back to all that. There's so much in this story for us to take in. And more than the words presented here that Jane read, there are the words that come before and some that come after. Because this is not the only story of creation, and indeed, it's not even the first story of creation. Nor does the story of humanity end with the transgression that we heard about. It does not end in death for humanity, as we all know. But this passage comes after the first story of creation, the 6 days that God took to create and the seventh day to rest. It's important for us to remember this first story because in it we hear of God's longing, God's yearning, a desire so deep that it brought everything from nothingness. So much does God long for companionship, partnership, that God does not stop with a world or animals of the deep, of the land, and of the air, but creates a being in God's own image, a reflection of the Creator to walk in the world. It is that moment of creation that we zero in on today, where God brings humanity into existence, where our story of love, betrayal, and pain comes from. In this story, God lovingly shapes humanity, taking them like a lover on a garden stroll to show them the beauty of their home. So the words that come in the midst of this walk are abrupt, to be sure. You may freely eat of every tree of the garden, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall die. What was a deeply loving relationship has taken a dark turn indeed. Now, when we've heard this passage in the past, we often focus on the story in the middle, the story of the serpent deceiving the humans into eating that forbidden fruit. But we know that happens. And really, what's more interesting, what we're waiting for, comes after that, after the deception. Because as we're reading it, as we're hearing it, we are waiting for God to swoop in and make good on the warning that was issued not so long ago in the passage. But just as we would expect God to appear in a chariot of fire or a pillar of clouds, we instead hear the sounds of God walking in the garden. Ample warning to those first humans who had defied their Creator. The humans with the knowledge from the fruit knew they were naked, hid themselves from God's presence. And that's where the story ends for us today. As though the sin of eating some fruit is the worst of the whole situation. But it isn't about the fruit. It's never been about the fruit. It is, and always has been, about broken trust. Broken relationship. The reading today ends with verse 8 of chapter 3, but just as we needed to hear what came before, we need to hear what comes after. But just one verse. So verse 8 comes with, "They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." And it is followed by a pretty heartbreaking verse 9. "But the Lord God called to them and said, 'Where are you?'" It's heartbreaking because God is supposed to be bigger than those questions. All-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful, and yet our God is walking through the garden alone, unable to find their partners. Where are you? It's more than just a question seeking geographical answers. It conveys a deep confusion on the part of our Maker, a loss, a grief. "Where are you?" God asks, not because they don't know where Adam and Eve are, but because God feels that the close relationship that they once shared is gone. The trust is broken. I think a lot of us can relate to this story, though perhaps not on such a cosmic scale. Many of us have been in relationships with friends, family members, or partners where trust has been broken. And we no longer feel the same closeness that we once did. "Where are you?" we might ask our loved one. We used to be so close, and in some situations, it's nearly impossible to mend that broken trust, to mend that broken relationship. It's not an easy task by any means. The dynamics of the relationship changes when trust has to be rebuilt. Who we are to one another is no longer the same, and even when trust is back, who we are together now is different from who we were together before the initial break. That's where we are in the scripture today. Broken trust. "For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die." Maybe God had every intention to follow through with a wrathful death sentence. Maybe God's mind was changed because of our relationship, because it means so much. Or maybe this change, this shift in who we are in relationship with God, is exactly what God meant. The death of who we are together with God. We don't know why God showed leniency, but we do know that God did. And we can probably guess that it's because we are loved, we are cherished, worthy of life, worthy of existence, worthy of a second chance. Even if God is disappointed in our choices, even if God is disappointed in the change in our relationship status. We are also shown here that God is merciful, offering an opportunity for reconciliation, though at the cost of the beauty and innocence of the garden. Ultimately, what God is looking for us is an answer to that longing and hurt-filled question, "Where are you?" And since our departure from the garden, we have been seeking to mend that relationship, build that trust, and answer that question with, "We are here, we are one again." So as you prepare to go from this place, take these lessons from this reading. The betrayal of humanity did not end our relationship with God. It changed it, but it did not end it. When we think that we have reached the end of something, there is almost always an opportunity for a new beginning. Our God is one of second chances, whether it means new life outside of the garden or new life in Christ, where it is not harmful to yourself, seek mending in your relationships with one another in this world. And lastly, we are never so far from God that God stops seeking us out. No matter how lost we feel or how far we have gone, if we listen, we can hear. Where are you? And to enter God's embrace, we need only answer. Here I am. Amen. And now I'd like to invite Muriel to offer our next hymn, God of the Bible.